Okay, we're one thing that I did not mention is it, wasn't I supposed to say tape one on the okay. This is tape two, side three. This is still August the 8th. We're with continuing on with Jane Epstein. You were telling us about the submarines as you were driving to the airport.
I never saw anything.
You never saw anything, good. Okay, you mentioned the beach road. That is now A1A, isn't it? Yes.
That was really, as far as I knew, the only way you could go north-south in those days.
Now, you drove with your dim lights because it was blackout.
Yeah.
Did you see a lot of other cars on the highway at those hours?
Depended on the hour of the night.
And then what would you do if your husband had been dumped? Did you wait at the airport or did you drive all the way back?
Drove all the way
empty
back.
Empty car.
Drove all the way back. Because sometimes then it would have to be the next day. You know,
that sounds
that
like
many planes.
Were there a lot of women that would have done what you did at that time?
No, I never asked them. No.
I got it. I have a good answer there. Jane, you're in your own immediate family, you and your two daughters and your sons-in-law and your husband, not your sons-in-law, your two daughters and husband, did you have a very religious home life? I know you belong to Rota, and your girls were confirmed. Did you observe all the Jewish holidays? And can you describe sort of what your observances were?
Very minimal. I told you I did not have any particularly strong religious feeling, and it just isn't something now. Certainly my one daughter, who was married to a conservative Jewish man whose father was a rabbi.
Who was that?
Harry Morrison's father was a rabbi.
Okay. Here in Pittsburgh?
No, New York City. Yeah.
So they're more conservative?
Indeed.
And they belong to where?
Well, Harry, I think, belongs to Beth Shoma. And B.G. has always belonged to Rudolf Shalom. And I suppose the two of them really belong to Rudolf Shalom. And Perry does cantorial work for the holidays. With a beautiful voice.
And are you enjoying some of that tradition?
It doesn't happen to wash off on me.
Okay.
It's too far removed. I know his children, my grandchildren, wouldn't think of eating shellfish or tripe. Although they don't keep kosher hens, the children.
And your other daughter is married to?
George Spector. Not religious, although. Jonathan was bar mitzvahed.
Where?
At Rudolf Shalom.
How do you feel about that?
What do you mean, how do I feel about
it? About Rudolf now having bar mitzvahs and not having it before?
I find a lot very strange at Rudolf Shalom now.
Such as?
Oh, changes in the prayers. In the prayer book, I guess it is. I was just discussing that with somebody the other day. I think it's gotten much more conservative. And perhaps there's a need for it. I'm too far away from being active anymore to realize what the philosophy is now of Rudolf Shalom. I just don't know. I was active during Dr. Freehoff's tenure, and
did you know him?
Pardon me?
Did you know Dr. Freehoff?
Oh, very well.
Do you have any stories to tell about Dr. Freehoff?
No, you see, I really knew him very well because Lewis Kaplan was very close to Dr. Freehoff. And I just found him one of the most brilliant men. I enjoyed him. And when he said something from the pulpit, it was worth listening to. He didn't fall asleep. They started. And I just thought that he was my idea of what a rabbi should be. And,
the intellectual aspect of it?
I like intellectual people. He stimulates you. And actually, I've never had enough contact with the present rabbis to say I enjoy them or I don't enjoy them.
So you don't know Walter Jacob?
No, I don't know Walter Jacob, really.
Were you involved when Walter was to become rabbi and there was such a dispute? Do you have any recollection of
that? Well, I recollect the community talk about it. And I'm not going to go on tape as having any kind of comment. Pass.
I'd like to ask you.
It has nothing to do with my oral history.
Okay. We're interested in anything that you have to say, Jane. We really are.
Not that.
Do you? I'm not going to get you on that, are
no.
we? Do you have any recollections of Dr. Freehoff's thoughts on Israel becoming or Palestine
no.
becoming
no.
a state,
no.
Jewish state? You don't. Did you ever go to any of his bar mitzvah celebrations on Saturdays when he started to celebrate his bar mitzvah?
No. I'm not a great temple goer. Or what?
Did you know Lillian Freehoff?
Oh. Ever since she was married and came to Pittsburgh. I see her at the public nation. I just saw her a couple weeks ago.
Boy Concordia.
I think she was mentioned. She really looked very young.
I haven't seen her in
not good.
Must be very lonely.
All we single people there, what are we going to do? She has a lot of fun, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I don't even know where she lives, Park Plaza.
I think so. I'm not 100% sure where she lives. Gabby, do you have any questions of Jane?
I want to know a little bit more about Lewis Katz. You say he was very close to Dr. Freehoff.
Mm-hmm. Very.
I think
they had lunch together every Sunday. Always would go to temple and then he would take them for lunch. I know that. I didn't go to lunch with him, but he took them. I think they both had such brilliant minds. Lewis Kaplan was brilliant. Really one of the most brilliant men I've ever met. And I think it was unfortunately a great loss to United Jewish Federation and all of the big Jewish organizations when they lost Lewis Kaplan. Because he could sit at a meeting and you'd think he was asleep, he'd sit there with his eyes closed. And all of a sudden he'd rap on the top. That's enough. Now, I will tell you what should be done in about 10 words. That was it because he had a legal mind. And I miss him legally, too.
Now, when you say when they lost him, you...
Well, they lost him because he died.
He died. He was... Okay. He must have been quite... Did he become a judge?
No.
He was never a judge?
Never. Never.
As
you know, he was on the, what was it called, the War Commission for War Crimes? He sat on that panel.
In Nuremberg?
Not in Nuremberg. There was a panel, where was it? Maybe he did go there for some.
You know what, it's interesting, there was one attorney that went, and I'm trying to remember him, he wrote a book about it, who came here, very notorious, I mean he was a, not notorious, a very famous, lived at the William Penn Hotel, what was his name?
A lawyer.
Lawyer, lived at the William Penn Hotel, he went to the Nuremberg trial. I can't think of it.
Lewis Kaplan could have told you.
Jane, I'm sorry, my beliefs are very similar to yours, and I don't know who's going to talk to me.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
I'll think of it. He was not Jewish.
Oh, he was not.
No, he was not. He lived at the William Penn Hotel.
Well, you know, since I have no clues, I can't help you.
The war crimes.
I know that Lewis Kaplan had something to do with the war crimes commission. Now, you could also call old Judge Cannon up, but he could come. See, they're all dead. And I don't know of anybody. Maybe Ellen Barkman might.
Well, that's probably
the War Crimes Commission. I think it did tie into the
trial.
But
I want to know about your relationship to him. I mean, you seem like he was really a true member of your family.
Oh, definitely. Came every Sunday night for them. As long as I had dinner every Sunday night.
We had lunch with the rabbi and dinner with him.
Uh-huh. Did he have a busy son? Yeah.
Did he ever marry again?
Never. He was quite the boat Brahma one. He had a lot of ladies that he squired around. And, but he never. And, well, if you really want to talk about Lewis Kaplan, interview my children. Because he was, well, he spoiled them to death. He adored them. And they were like his children. And he did some things with them that
we interviewed Lewis Kaplan.
Okay. Well, and you know about his relationship with my children.
Calvi, any?
He lived at the Shelley apartment. Before it was University of Pittsburgh.
Now you mentioned your
father.
Okay, answer that. Can I ask you another question about your father? You mentioned he was president of...
My father?
Lane.
Oh, that was my uncle.
That was your uncle.
His uncle.
Lane was president of the
Montague.
Uh-huh. And I know, going maybe many plaques and many.
Yes, there are. Don't mean a thing anymore, do it.
That's where I'm getting to. Do you have any feelings about?
Very strongly.
Do you want to keep them okay?
No.
I think a lot of many members of the
community. I'm horrified. I'm horrified at Ladies Hospital Light. I think they're totally misdirected, not untypical.
It's on. Jane, are there any other comments that you have to make that you would, anything that I didn't ask you, or any observations that you made from all your, you obviously have done a lot of traveling, you started traveling very early in your life, which was a great privilege to have been to Europe right after the, shortly after the First World War, shortly after the Depression. Are there any things that I didn't ask you that you would ask that you would
I don't know if there are. I'll have to get in touch.
I want to thank you, Jane. I really do.
Well.
It's been a wonderful interview, and Mr. Adler was right. Everybody really is a book. By myself, we really are. Exactly.
Sure.
Can you appreciate now why we wanted to interview you, even though we did interview you, your husband, and we did. You get
well,
a different.
Everybody has their own.
Exactly.
Life.
Exactly. And it's been a pleasure, really. Okay.